The green bandwagon itself may be responsible for some temperature-raising emissions. Mike Pesca reports on one of the latest businesses to go green, Barneys. This notable New York department store is a symbol of how chic environmentalism has become.
Barneys New York is known for featuring the most immodest mannequins on Madison. Whether dressed as dominatrixes, knife throwers, or simply evincing a confidence gained from wearing $4,000 suits, the inhabitants of these windows belong to an exclusive club. Membership is determined by Barney's creative director, Simon Doonan.
Every holiday time, we try to pull something out of the air that everyone's talking about.
This year, Barney's has gone green. Recyclable shopping bags, an eco-conscious catalog, charitable donations, all nice for the earth, but kind of a headache for Doonan.
I thought, what the hell am I going to put in the windows, like drowning polar bears? Which, let's face it, is not very festive.
So he brainstormed. He stuck to his belief that earnestness was deadly, and he took stock of what Barney's customers already thought about environmentalism.
Our customer is looking for a little more meaning in their purchases. It's not enough just to have the latest flossy handbag.
Eventually, it all clicked. This week, Barney's debuts their eco-themed holiday windows, including the 12 green days of Christmas, complete with a Prius and a pear tree. And if you walk through Barney's revolving doors and see a display case filled with hundreds, maybe thousands of discarded soda cans and bottle caps, give your eyes a second to adjust, and the cans take shape. They're the face of some sort of animal. Wait, more cans are suspended from the ceiling. They look like antlers. You thought you were visiting the $19,000 Balenciaga handbags, but instead you're staring at Rudolph the Recycling Reindeer. The zeitgeist has spoken. To quote a Barney slogan, green is the new black.
This cannot be a fad.
Bill Shimides is dean of Duke University's Nichols School of the Environment.
It's going to be a disaster if everybody gets all excited about being green for a year or two and then says, all right, we're done with it.
Shimides actually thinks that the Barney's campaign in and of itself is a good sign. It validates the fact that environmentalism has become so mainstream. While Barney's is the first high-end retailer to have its own green label, the commitment to nature can only go so far. Just ask the crocodiles who went into making that handbag. Environmentalism being in fashion has some downside. First, there's public expectations. What if people come to believe that all that's needed to reverse global warming is a minor change in shopping habits or wearing the right t-shirt? Then there are the activists. They might become resentful of environmentalism's newfound trendiness, warns Trent Stamp of the watchdog group Charity Navigator.
I really don't think that there is any way that you can shop your way to being philanthropic in this country. We see way too many people that wear their cause on their chest, red-colored sweatshirts or yellow wristbands. And then I think that's the time when you lose the true activists and you get people turned off.
Stamp is not raking Simon Doonan or Barney's over the coals, or wind turbines, as it were. In Stamp's opinion, some causes have reached a tipping point. For instance, who hasn't given $10 to someone doing a breast cancer walkathon? That cause has reached total saturation. Global warming has yet to achieve that kind of penetration. Rudolph the Recycling Reindeer might help towards that goal. Or he might drive the activists mad. Or he may simply be a place where old Diet Coke cans go to die. And if Rudolph shorts out, there's always Simon Doonan's backup plan, something he calls Frosty the Fair Trade Snowman. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.